Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creating and Living the Octarian Way with me, Vivian Chauvet. Join me as we explore a new era of quantum consciousness and mastery of light. My role is to help you evolve, grow, and ascend into a higher matrix of life and spiritual paradigm. We need to transcend the past by healing soul wounds, ground into the present by integrating your life lessons, and embrace the multidimensional visions of our future. This show will lead you in potent spiritual coaching, ancient galactic guidance, wisdom, holographic quantum healing, methodology for positive changes, quantum breath techniques, and opportunity to manifest universal oneness. This is Soul Design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Creating and Living the Octarian Way begins now.
Hello everyone, I am Vivian Chauvet, and you are listening to Creating and Living the Octarian Way on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the hour as we're going to launch the premiere of our brand new show today. And we are very excited to be here. We are experiencing so much changes on the planet that this show will also help you to move through the changes, the transformational and spiritual process with more ease. So we're going to go deeper interconnecting with your own soul energy, your soul design, and what does it mean to live in creating the Octarian way? This is all the topics and much more that we're going to explore. We're here on the second and the fourth Fridays on Transformational Talk Radio. And we will have some of the most amazing quantum healing techniques, cosmic message, channeling message from my Octarian team, bringing into also interstellar groups, energy, knowledge, everything that support your integration of your life lessons and your soul purpose. So I am excited to be here today, and this is just the very beginning of our journey together. So allow me to introduce myself for those who are discovering who I am and discovering what we do. My name is Vivian Chauvet, and I am internationally known as an Octarian hybrid. So what does it mean of being a hybrid? It means that I am the blending of a human mother and an Octarian father, and it's the blending of both, creating hybrid. I have a very long history of direct conscious interconnection and intergalactic channel with my family. And in fact, my story began when I was just a little girl growing up in Canada. I could feel that I was constantly surrounded by a very advanced group, collective groups of beings that were always guiding me, that will help me to interpret my reality, that were coming along the way, and it would show why things were happening in a certain way, and also the way it was to function in the human body. So I have a very long journey to becoming who I am today, a very clear interstellar transverse channel. I'm also a galactic ambassador. I work with many other delegations from the Sirians, the Lyrians. We work with the Pleiadians, the Sirians, and the Blue-White Collective. We love that collective. They're so amazing. We work with the Lyrians. We work with the Andromedans. We work with beings that come from parallel universe, beings that come also from the sixth dimension, the angelic realm, the masters, and so forth. So we will discuss what is it and how it feels to be in alignment with the Octarian consciousness. Octarians are also known as a model of self-future. We're here to help you reconnect with the profound nature as of who you are, as divine essence of light, experiencing a physical human experience and life on this planet. We're going to talk about your soul blueprint. What does it mean? How can you align yourself to live by your soul design and also achieving self-alignment and also activating self-healing within you, allowing your body to reawaken to that profound truth that through the language of energy, your body has natural ability to heal and restore itself. And a beautiful quantum communication between every cell of your being, organs, functions, your nervous systems, and your gateways of light, and also your bioenergetic field, and as you're expanding into your holographic and multidimensionality, because we are infinite holographic multidimensional being in nature. So we're shifting in a such of a new paradigm, a new matrix of life. We are moving into a new human design, and even the body is shifting. We're coming into a new resonance of frequency where we're shedding the old program. We're shedding the pain body that we no longer need to learn to grow. There was a time because of the wheel of incarnations and coming back in and out of different lifetime, we will carry over what it's called the pain body, and that's no longer necessary for us to reach self-alignment and ascension. That's what we're here for. And disconnecting from pre-programmed paradigm and allowing ourselves to dive into who we are. So as a nocturne hybrid, I also discovered I have natural innate healing abilities. Now, healing is a big umbrella. It's beyond just healing what is painful or what seems not to function. Healing is also a very transformational process that oftentimes people go through at their own pace. It allows you to connect more directly and clearly to your higher soul, your higher self, and the subtle realms of light, as well as you're bridging into this physical realm, this physical reality. So I discovered that my presence, my unique vibrational frequency signature was creating a lot of responses, paradigm shift. I would shift my environment in which I was. I will affect people in a way that allow them to look at the shadow aspect of themselves. You know, all stuck energy will come to the surface and says, there's something about you that really is bringing up a lot in me. And that's open you doors that I couldn't think were possible. Or I knew it was always within me, but I just didn't know how to go through that door or to comprehend the door in the first place. So from that on in my early 20s, I made myself a declaration, if you would. I decided that moving forward, I accepted more than ever who I was, no matter if the state of the consciousness of human beings and the planet was ready for me. I decided that I was accepting who I am, and I'm stepping into my own path of self-alignment, guided with my core group of Arcturians, guided also with my Arcturian father, and then the other groups that we also are inter-partnership with, and also working with other masters like Master Sananda, who we're very close to. And from my 20s on, it's been an amazing profound metamorphosis, stage of transformation, self-discovery, ups and down, exploring a fuller spectrum of my being. And then later on, when I moved from Canada and arrived to Arizona into the ancient grids of the desert, I remember that this is something I have done before. This is something I have done back in Atlantis, Lemuria, ancient Egypt, and also on other planets and in other part of the multiverse. So I allow myself to become a clearer channel. So I allow them, my team, to blend with me in an ongoing, flowing communication And today, the energy just flow gracefully as we speak. And when we do also our healing modalities, or when we work in group, when I give interview, and now today, together with the premiere, the launching of our new show, Creating and Living the Arcturian Way. So there's so much we're going to explore. We're just barely exploring the surface right now. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to discover who I am. And also, as you will feel for yourself, our show is designed to be highly experiential. There's going to be opportunity for you to receive messages, lot of frequency exchange throughout the process, learning techniques, and also ways to be able to breathe deeper into the core of your being and release those excess of lower frequency of fear, anxiety, stress that we are receiving not only from our own life and our own process, but also as a result of being connected through the collective. And this is family of light that we represent here on earth and all the changes that we are moving through. So I am thrilled because there's so much to explore, and we feel that, you know, an hour together, it's going to go by really quickly. So before we move any further, let's just ground ourselves, just let ourselves harmonize with each other, feel our presence, remember our consciousness, remember our energy and who we are. And so if you would just take a moment just to close your eyes, feet on the ground, let the earth, let her consciousness connect with you through the sole of your feet, activating the chakras of your feet and allowing her ancient core to come through and expand your roots. You may be a star seed. You may feel that you belong elsewhere, that your home is elsewhere in the stars or somewhere in the multiverse. And yet, you are right where you are needed most. So you are at home during this lifetime here on this earth. And that as you breathe deeply and slowly into your being, we invite you just to feel the earth. Let's get yourself reacquainted with her, her presence. Feel her heart chakra into your own heart. Knows that she remembers who you are. She, Gaia, Mother Earth, knows who you are. You have been here before, into different historical point of time. And now this lifetime you're in is the most important one. So from the feet, move into your legs and let the energy moving up to your knees, your hips, up to the spine, gently embracing all of your chakras, those inner centers of energies. Let them be aligned consciously with ease, with energy. And moving up to the spine, down to the base of your neck, relaxing your shoulders, opening your shoulder blades, your wings, allowing the energy flowing to your arms, into your hands, activating the chakras of your hands, your own healing abilities, and let the energy move up to the top of your head into your crown chakra, which we call your crown of illumination, in connection with the divine, and moving up to universal chakras and beyond. Just to feel this flow of divine energy, the sacredness of the life force flowing from the earth into your being, through your body, and up back into source, connecting with all there is. Infinity. You are as infinite as the universe itself, and you are magnificent. So let's take a deep breath to the nose, breathe in, and release. Beautiful. You're now welcome to open your eyes. Did you feel that? Yes. Do you feel also the opportunity gives you to rebalance yourself, come back to your inner truth, allowing yourself like an ancient tree of knowledge that resides within you? You're allowing yourself to return to this natural alignment, and your branches to your leaves and beyond is your connection to the stars. So for those of star seeds, which is a star seed, is an emanation at the soul level from another planet. Now, many of you are Sirian star seed, Pleiadians, Lyrans, there's some Andromedans. There's also those who come from Spica. And the Spicans are more rare, but they're still here. Those who come from Orion. And so it's an emanation, a spark of your soul to come from another star system. And you have chosen to embody a physical form, a human form, to be here to anchor the light that you brought from your home planet or the place of the universe you come from or the dimension you come from into the earth, and also to bring the uniqueness of your expression. So we always invite you to let your own inner divine blueprint return to your heart, return to your truth. And these are all aspects that we're going to explore in more depth together. How do I do that? How can I breathe every day? How can I connect to my divine blueprint? But first thing, one thing that the Octurans always remind me of is get to know who you are. And what that means is to discover the truth of your being right at the depth of your core. That goes beyond the personality, goes beyond the persona of where you were born, where did you grow up, what is the cultural background behind you, and what you do for a living, or what you believe in. These are aspects of the human expression that you're taking on to adapt here. We're talking about understanding the profound nature of your soul aspects. What motivates you to be a healer, a practitioner, a light worker? What motivates your heart to step onto your spiritual path? Curiosity, sometimes, and that's okay. Whatever the answer is, you know that that's a spark, a message, an invitation sent out by your soul and your higher self, that to say it's time for you to reclaim your own sovereignty as divine being. So allowing us to discover and step into a path that have been already encoded within yourself. Everything is already encoded. Look at your DNA, for example. How much your DNA is, the human DNA is evolving tremendously. Your DNA is so multidimensional. We know that we're barely starting to understand the full aspect of what the DNA is really about, what the foundation of it truly is, to tell you that you are an archives, a library of infinite knowledge, the encoding of so much information right within you, right into the DNA strand. And now we're moving into that sixth double helix of fully activation, and we're expanding. And this is part of the new human design that we're stepping into. And I know I get carried away. My team always remind me, you did not introduce us, dear. Because I get so excited and passionate about sharing so much with everyone. It's truly a time where we come together. We're returning to a form of collective. I know that many of us have a desire to live and embrace and ascend into a fifth dimensional plane of reality. Well, it starts now. Because returning to a fifth level of dimensionality also involves living in a collective, being able to feel your own individual expression, your essence, but within a collective. And how do we function? How do we relate to each other? So think about it this way. Imagine that you're looking at the map of the world, the earth, all the countries, all the village, all the places, and then each soul, it's a pearl. A beautiful, unique pearl, like a necklace. And then you look at how many pearls there are on this planet. spread out around the globe. Now imagine a quantum grid of energy connecting all the pearls together. Now I think you feel like I know where this is going. So connecting that grid and how the pearls understand that their presence, one pearl or one expression, will affect the entire network, will affect the entire grid of interconnections, because we all in a synergy connections, in a we live in a symbiotic way and with the planet, along with many other sentient life forms like animals, community of trees, the oceans, all the oceanic lives, like the dolphin, the whales, and others. So imagining the activation of each pearl in their own design, the uniqueness of their frequency, interconnected in harmony within a grid of connection. Now that's what we talk. That's what we call a powerful shift in a new paradigm. We talk about the era of the golden age, the age of Aquarius and all of this. And that's perfectly fine, those labels. It's to understand the profoundness in which we are moving into. You feel it in your heart, can you in your soul? I can feel it myself. We know that right now, it might feel like a beautiful idea, an ideal to achieve or to aim for. And I know right now it feels a bit thicker. It feels more dense. Everything has a purpose. Everything is part of the design of bringing that new era of consciousness, this new matrix of life. Now I'll be returning to the original blueprint. So we're going to explore great and many topics together and bringing also very potent wisdom techniques. Every time we're going to do a clearing, you're going to receive what's called cosmic messages, everything that helps you to support you on your own journey, on your own spiritual journey, and also the collective, because we're in this together. So we're really opening the way to show what are the potential and how we can reach that state of enlightenment, and also the reach together how we can transform. It's already encoded in every one of us on the planet. Some of us are just more active, ahead of the curve, way showers, and I know that's going to speak to many of you. And we're all the ones also who are beacon of light. We are inquiring very powerful point of light around the globe to help the rest of the pearls to come and get guidance, to get directions, to help you understand how do I activate myself. So this is just an aspect of how we're going to create and the direction of our time together. So my star family, the one I originated from, is that my emanation or an emanation of myself comes from the realm of Arcturus. And I came and accepted to embody into a hybrid body and be here on the planet. And my Arcturian family, and many of you have heard of them, they are extremely advanced. They are beautiful masters of light. They are master healers, especially at the soul level. And the Arcturians, they have reached a level of ascension and unity consciousness eons ago. In fact, our realms, or Arcturus, we call it the realm of the great unification. Even through the planets and a different system, we have reached a level of unification. Think of us as a model of self, a future self. It's an encoding to the timeline of this is what you can reach. Allow us to walk with you, to guide you along the way to get to that point. And mastery, to regain your mastery of light, the mastery of your emotional field, how you can navigate to your emotions. Your emotion has so much raw energy and power behind them. And when you utilize the power of your emotion combined with your higher mind, then you start to really align yourself with becoming a master co-manifester and a master co-creator. You are aligning yourself with the quantum field. You're allowing yourself with that which already exists, and it starts to manifest into physical, tangible form in your reality here. Ah, this is amazing. I can't wait to continue exploring more and more with you. And as we go along, we're going to talk more about who we are and how we have been preparing this for a very long time. And preparing meaning that many souls, all of us on the planet, have prepared to be, to reach this momentum of light in which we are right now. So think of it as moving through the eye of a hurricane, where the thick clouds are very heavy, but at the same time, behind it, it's supported by an infinite sky connected to the sun and the stars. So we're definitely heading into a bigger divine design. So every day, allow yourself to have much compassion for any form of emotions, fluctuations. Ground yourself, help yourself to just to feel the earth and ask anything that I may have absorbed, have come to me, or taking on as my own burden, as my own sense of responsibility, then just release that back to the light for transmutation and ask for assistance to stay very much aligned in your light. Because remember that as you are breathing, living, thinking, feeling, and acting out of into your light, well, that frequency of light, there is no space for the cohabitation of fear, anxiety, stress, scarcity, lack, and all of this very lower frequency of emotions and influence that we are getting. So when you align with your light, when you need something, you manifest it through the power of the light connecting to the quantum field, and you allow that manifestation to take place. So that means that it can really shift many things in your life. Have the power to already see how do my reality is going. What aspect of reality am I realigning myself with and to? Make sense? Yes, of course. So living by soul design, it's an aspect of this. And that's the point we're making here. Living by soul design is to remember that when your soul agreed to come on the planet as a volunteer and integrate your life lessons, your soul came with a design. You understood at that point of what was your role, what is it you've come to do? It can be also just to integrate life lessons, reintegrate, unresolved soul patterns, clear karmic energy, clearing karmic contract, renegotiate some soul agreements that you may have made in previous lifetimes or previous past lives, and align yourself to achieve a much higher level of enlightenment, which leads you to your ascension. Because part of the message I've been getting is that many of us on the planet will reach ascension. It's exactly where we are gearing up for. And that means it's preparing the way, clearing your own inner garden of past attachments, emotions, grunge, sadness, grief, moving to forgiveness, being able to resolve on anything that has been unresolved so far, whether it's in your own life, from childhood, from your upbringing, for coming right now, for living on in life, whether it's conscious or unconscious, is this is my time to shine and allowing the healing and the transformation to take place step by step every day. The magic of just looking at yourself in the mirror, looking at your own eyes and see the reflection of your soul in them. And that's powerful. That's transformation. And that can be also very deeply healing. At that moment, I have known clients just by doing that, something profound shifted in them. And after that, it shifted the way they communicate with others, the way they perceive their place, how they feel they fit it in that equation of life. How do I fit in this equation? And so Looking in the mirror of your own soul, just by looking in the mirror, it's already a point, it's already a step to be able to return to complete self-love, self-acceptance, getting to know who you are. And that's what also an aspect of what this show is about, that we're going to move through that together, allowing every, you know, every time we connect, every time you re-listen to the show, there's always subtlety of layers, new frequency, new knowledge, a word that will create this opportunity. So I'm Vivian Chauvet. You are listening to Creating and Living the Octarine Way. We'll take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how to attune your body using your higher discernment, and we'll have cosmic messages for you and also the direction of where we're going. So stay tuned for more conscious connection, and we are going to evolve all together. So stay with us, and we will see you very shortly.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We're back on Creating and Living the Octarine Way with Vivian Chauvet. I am your host. And before the break, we were talking about the premiere of the show. We did also a quick grounding technique to connect with the ancient core of the earth and establishing the life force energy to your spine, connecting to your chakras, into the universe. Talking about also your soul design and how we are really creating from a place of the soul. And now we're moving in the next phase. We have some cosmic messages for you, some what we call powerful words that inspire you to become more and more every day and every way the best version of yourself, to align yourself with the abundance, generous universe in which we come from and we evolve, to go beyond the density and everything that we're being bombarded with. There's so many mixed signals sending out right now, with sometimes with purpose and intention to get us more confused and disconnect, or seemingly disconnect ourselves from our God center, our divine self, and our own truth and light. So part of the message I receive that I draw and I will show you come from the Syrians. The Syrians talk about courage. What does courage mean? What does it mean? Courage is allowing yourself to embrace your uniqueness, embracing that you've come here with a very unique vibrational signature and energetic field around you, the uniqueness of your expression, who you are, not just the personality, is the courage is to allowing that comes from the soul, the courage of being who you are every day in your way of thinking, feeling, expressing yourself, allowing your energy to emanate from you, allowing yourself to transform, to reach a higher level of consciousness, also demonstrate courage. It's the courage of the soul to step up and says, this is my light. This is my gifts. These are my abilities. And I am ready to make a difference. Just the fact that you exist, you're here physically, you make a big difference. Your energy, your thoughts, your emotions affect one another. It creates a lot of energy around you. Having the courage of the soul to reclaim your uniqueness and your expression, the courage to speak your voice, aligning your throat chakra and that center of communication for divine messages, allowing your higher self to speak through you, reattuning to a vibrational field of your words and how you can inspire others to just lower fear so they can let their light shine. I'll give you an example of courage. I was at a grocery store the other day, very 3D, right? And the young cashier, the lady behind the counter scanning all my items, was such in a swirl of agitation. I could feel her disharmonic energy coming from her. She couldn't stand wearing a mask, be stuck in what looks like a plastic cage, unable to connect with the consumers and the clients, and feel that she has to stay this way. Stuck, control, limited for 8 hours. It was a young soul, early 20s. I can feel that she wanted just to break free and let her energy grow. And so she said to me, today it's my Fridays, and it's going to be a lot of drinking to do over the weekend. And I said, but you know, there's other ways. I can see and feel in you huge potential. How about looking at what are your passions, what makes your heart happy, and establishing a plan. What is your next step beyond working in a grocery store? I told her, I said, I feel there's much courage in you and there's something else is coming through. And I said, this is just my impression. I want to offer that to you. And it really helps right away. Her energy field start to stabilize. I can feel that the anxiety in which she was ready to pop. It started to stabilize ground, and I still to feel her, like her composure and a higher discernment to come through. It's almost like all I did is helping her to deflate a balloon that needed compassion. So with the courage of using my throat, my expression, and allowing myself who I am, and connecting with her in ways that works the best. Now, some people won't be as receptive, but there's always a way. But it's a smile, a compliment. And when you look at them, you look down through their third eye and you send the energy to their heart center. You're planting seeds of light. Their higher self will know what to do with those seeds. And you can change the world of the reality of that one person, which in turn, and the pearl effect that we talked about in the first segment, it's going to create a beautiful ripple effect. So what did we do that day to the message of courage of the soul is changing the energy of a very compressed paradigm that was going to lead to more density through alcohol or to other form of substance or addiction to numb the senses. And then she comes back 2 days later in the exact same state. And that's what we call preventing loops, preventing the same loop of event or the same form of paradigm from repeating over and over. Let's take a deep breath to your heart. Breathe in and release. Beautiful. So that's an example of one of the cosmic messages for you today. The other one came from the Pleiades, and the message is unity. Unity is first and foremost come from within. Are you in unity alignment, body, mind, and spirit? For example, is your lower mind is guiding you on a wild goose chase because you're so, people sometimes can be so hooked on watching videos on YouTube, following so many groups, getting all kinds of information and getting a form that it creates a lot of what we call vibrational debris that circulates around your aura. And then from there, you know, there's a lot of absorption. And then people start to get feeling differently. And what happened is that what we have observed is that it gets you out of alignment with your own core, your own truth to begin with. So where did your feet fit in all of this? Where do you fit in this equation? So one of the things that we recommend is every day, take a few minutes, take the time to get on your favorite chair in your favorite room, peacefully at home, and put one hand on your heart with your eyes closed. Just deep breathing, just be there. Releasing the day's events. Asking that any emotion, any residual imprint, fear, anxiety, anything that you may have absorbed within your energy field that belongs to other, be released back to source for transformation and healing. It opens up the space to receive within you. And then you have your hand on your heart. Ask your heart, how can I support you today? What can I do to be of service? How can I support you today? And if you're ready to really embrace the next step, ask the universe, I am ready to be of service. Show me the next step. Show me. Now, many years ago, I used to have another radio show on Voice America, and it was called Interstellar Connections. It was an amazing experience. We had audience from different countries all the way to Japan. And because of monetary situation and sponsors going to different directions, my life shifted and I could no longer keep the show. And I've always thought it back on my mind, I loved to be in that kind of service where we have a voice, a secret space called a radio show, where we can really connect and move into what I call universal time and let the 3D linear, very limited linear time construct to stay behind, we elevate into a secret space. And for many years, it was always on the back of my mind. And I felt that I let that energy be running in my being. And then last year, something came around where I was introduced to Transformation Talk Radio and everything aligned so perfectly. I felt that unity of presence with everyone working with, the way the show came about. My octane guide, my delegations, my galactic delegation came and says, we need to recreate a space. The time is now. And we knew that the launching would be in 2021. And here we are today. This week is also a week of the new moon, new beginning, opening, embracing the unknown with faith to the light, knowing that there is much more to come. So out of leap of faith, I said yes to the journey with Transformation Talk Radio, and the show was born. And here we are today in the premiere and the launching of this brand new endeavor together. So this is also part of unity. I said yes to the journey. And once you say yes, and they're telling me a big yes, I see orbs of light right now. Once you say yes to your path or what is offered to you, You also say yes to the unknown, resources, blessing, directions, guidance, and everything encoded into the path that you may not see right now. So that is an act of unity. Embracing, I embrace my uniqueness, have the courage of the soul to speak with you, to allow my collective to have the sacred space so we can be in this together. And of course, the show will continue to evolve with you. We're in this together. We're going to reach new heights that we may not potentially see right now. One thing that I have been shown, because I see a lot through my third eye, and the image that my collective shared with me is, they were very clear about the way the beginning of this year was about. We just moved out of January. January was very much of a settling in month. We can feel it was a lot of dust swirling in the air. It was a time to settle in, just to catch our breath. February, it's a bridging month. We feel like we're moving a little bit further away from the dust that has been settling in, and we're bridging into what is coming ahead. March, April, especially March, is more what's called cosmic fire energy. The cosmic fire energy is something deep is starting to awaken very deeply into the earth, into the collective, into ourselves. We start to feel a deeper desire for action. We're following the hunches of our soul, and it says, I'm going to create something amazing, and I'm stepping onto my path. I say, yes, I'm taking the steps. I am going a little bit more out there, and I trust the process. So that cosmic fire, it's something, an energy. It's almost like a kundalini alignment, something of an awakening that moves you into a different space. April, it's also part of that cosmic energy. And then by the time we reach May, from what I've seen so far, is that just like there's another veil, we're going to another threshold, we're moving into a completely different energy field. And they said, focus, allow yourself to embrace every step of the way. I think of it as a golden path, which each brick of light create the pathway. Embrace where you are now, because the now, it's what we create the future. We know that it's linear and we're moving into a more multidimensional expression of time. The future is made of the now unfolding into itself, and so forth and so forth. So if you look at those two cosmic messages, unity and courage, having the courage to use discernment and having the courage to say, I refuse to absorb what has been pushed onto me right now. Because into my unity consciousness, I perceive, even if unconsciously, I am perceiving, feeling a bigger design, something bigger is being created. Think of it as a clean slate. Now this beautiful mandala of life, this matrix of light that is very elaborate and complex that is in the making. So if you look at these two messages, how much they are very much entwined. And one thing that I've been also getting a lot is cultivate your inner peace. What it means is that, think of it this way, you are this strong, very anchor, grounded tree of knowledge that is walking with certainty on your path. You will feel the wind, you will feel the fluctuation around you, but at the same time, it never shakes off your core. It doesn't take you off path. You may feel it, but at the same time, you're able to return to a more stabilized energy. You're keeping in harmony within you, and cultivating your peace is to be able to understand that within your peace lies great power. And nothing and no one, nothing going on about it is worth to giving your inner peace away. Because when you give your inner peace away, you are giving that situation or that news or whatever you have heard of an aspect of your precious light. It says, here, take my power. Now I'm going to feel powerless. and sometimes helpless. And I wonder why I'm dwelling to those energies. That doesn't sound like me. What is it that you gave away? So cultivating your inner peace, it's also allowing the embodiment of your higher self, allowing more soul energy to come into your center, come into your body, and giving you the day-to-day guidance, reassurance, whether it's synchronicity, a message from a friend, or something that you listen to, a meditation to help you rebalance and stay back into your core. There's so much more to come that we don't see right now with our physical senses, but we perceive it with our multidimensional sense. It's palpable. We can feel the rain, so to speak, but we also feel the omnipresence of the sun. You see what that means? And combined together, it creates a rainbow. And a rainbow is a symbology of bridging with the higher realms of light. We have been preparing for this. What's going on right now? What has been going on? We're looking at a major purging, healing, and clearing on the planet. We're looking at a very old structure, an old paradigm, completely dismantling itself to give birth a renaissance of a beautiful new paradigm. And if you look at, for those who are energy sensitive, you may feel that even the earth herself, her grids has shifted. And the crystalline grid have been reprogrammed and restructured, repatterned to support us. So we're getting a lot more support even from the planet. We're getting a lot of support from our intergalactic groups, whether you come from places in the universe, even from Alpha Centauri, we're receiving a lot of assistance. Ultimately, and we do say ultimately, you are the master. If you're here in embodiment right now, you are embracing who you are the master, and it's all encoded within your soul. It's all part of who you are. So allow yourself every day to connect to the center of your being, to your heart. Feel also to your solar plexus, located right onto the belly area, a very important center, your core soul, willpower, place of self-love, self-acceptance. And when you connect your core light to your solar plexus and your heart, you are in a very powerful junction where you become a lot stronger, a lot more anchored into your light. So when you go to places, whether you go to work, whether you, you know, drive, go to the grocery, anything that evolves functioning into that three-dimensional reality, you function from that layer of other reality that is aligned with the fifth dimensional reality. You already an anchor for this. So it's about what do you choose daily? Where do you invest your energy the most in? Where do your thoughts dwell the most? Is this dwelling into the thickness of the clouds and the thunderstorm and how very heavy everything's are? You can still acknowledge of it. It doesn't mean that you need to invest in it. You see the difference here? And that alone can create powerful and support system for you to create those changes in your life. Even though you perceive your actual situation from wherever you are, is where do I invest my energy? Where am I right now? Where do my thoughts dwell? Why do I create with that energy? One thing that many interstellar beings have shown me, including my Arcturian team, is that they show me the Earth from space, this beautiful blue pearl, as we call her. So we can see the Earth. And what they show me in my luminous light body is that I see like a lot of energy coming from the earth. It's almost like smoke signals coming from the earth. And those signals or those energetic strand coming from the earth, they go very far. They travel fast. And those are the accumulation points of all the thoughts, the energy, the emotions of that comes from everyone, every pearl of light on the planet. So can you imagine what you can already create just by the power of your thought? Power of your thought sustain what you believe in, which your emotion get involved. And then that creates an energy field and it's palpable. So to prevent those waves of energy to affect other worlds, oftentimes those interstellar beings, those who work with us, those who are enlightened, will clear up that energy and they will clear that up for us. So I cannot believe that the first show is already coming to a full completion. And it's the very first one, the premiere. So what we're going to do in the next time, on February 26th, which is the next show, what we're going to do, we're going to explore in more depth, very specific areas that we feel can help you really manifest the ideal reality and create also new personal and spiritual paradigm for you. So on the next show, we're going to talk about the virtue of ascension. We're going to talk about how they can help you in your life. So stay with us, journey with us, allow us to help you to create and live the Octurian way, how we have learned how to do it eons ago, align you with also with your soul design to reach self-alignment, to be able to activate your self-healing. So I'm very grateful for all of you. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I want to thank you for allowing us to be an important part of your journey and in your life here at Creating and Living the Octurian Way with myself, your host, Vivian Chauvet, and right here on Transformational Talk Radio. Every month, we're here the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will continue to explore and teach you, help you to clear, to heal, to transform, to live the best life that your soul has planned for you all along with the cosmic and the intelligence of so many intergalactic beings and other beings of light. So have a great week, everyone. And I will see you right back here on Transformational Talk Radio on our show, Creating and Living the Octurian Way. So much love to you.
Thank you for listening to Creating and Living the Octurian Way with me, Vivian Chauvet, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It has been my pleasure being your galactic guide today, as we are of service to Prime Creator. It is a powerful time to finally embrace your true, authentic self. For more information on our services and to connect with me, visit InfiniteHealingFromTheStars.com.